This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Dactarin tincture, Miconazole. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some of the common questions about Dactarin tincture. It does not contain all of the available information, or take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. If you have any concerns about using Dactarin tincture, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information. Keep this leaflet with your Dactarin tincture. You may need to read it again. What Dactarin tincture is used for? Dactarin tincture is a medicine used for treating nail infections caused by fungi, including yeast. Your doctor or pharmacist may have recommended Dactarin tincture for another reason. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions about why Dactarin tincture has been recommended for you. Before you use Dactarin tincture, when you must not use it. Do not use Dactarin tincture if you know you are allergic to Miconazole or any of the ingredients. See the last section of this leaflet for a full list of ingredients. Similar antifungal agents such as Ketoconazole. Do not use Dactarin tincture if the packaging is torn or shows signs of being tampered with. The expiry date, month, and year printed on the pack has passed. If you take it after the expiry date, it may not work. Using Dactarin tincture. How to use it. Before starting treatment, cut the infected nail as short as possible. Apply Dactarin tincture using the brush, which is attached to the cap of the bottle. Apply a thin layer twice a day to the affected nail, the area around it, and if possible under it. After the tincture has dried, a film will remain. Before applying the tincture again, you should clean the nail with a swab saturated with acetone-based nail polish remover. If this is not done, the layers will build up, and the tincture may not reach the nail properly. You should continue until all signs of the infection have gone, and the nail appears completely normal. This will take at least 2 months. Your nail may fall off. This is caused by the infection, not Dactarin tincture. You may notice a stain on the nail and or the area around it during the course of treatment. Important notes. Keep a separate face washer and towels for your own use, to avoid infecting other people. Regularly change clothing which comes into contact with the infected nail or nails to avoid reinfecting yourself. Keep a separate nail clipper slash file for infected nail or nails, to avoid infecting other nails. If you forget to use it. If you forget to use Dactarin tincture, do so as soon as you remember, and then go back to using it as you would normally. If you have problems remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. While you are using Dactarin tincture, things you must do. If your symptoms do not improve after using Dactarin tincture, see your health professional. Things you must not do. Do not use Dactarin tincture near the eyes. Do not apply Dactarin tincture to skin that's cut or broken. This is because it contains alcohol and therefore will sting if applied to open wounds. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give it to anyone else, even if their condition seems similar to yours. Side effects. All medicines have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some side effects. Dactarin tincture is usually well tolerated, however, it may sometimes cause a reaction such as a burning sensation, irritation, rash, or softening of the skin. Do not be alarmed by this list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you experience any of these signs and they worry you. Do not hesitate to report any other side effects to your doctor or pharmacist. Overdose. If you have used too much Dactarin tincture, you may experience a burning sensation, redness or swelling. Skip one or two applications and start again according to the normal scheme. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if symptoms persist. Accidental swallowing of Dactarin tincture may give rise to gastric trouble. If you think you or anybody else has swallowed Dactarin tincture, contact your doctor, pharmacist, or the Poisons Information Center, who will advise you what to do. You can contact the Poisons Information Center by dialing 131126 in Australia, or 0800 Poison, or 0800 764 7666 in New Zealand. Storage. Keep your nectar and tincture in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not store it, or any other medicine, in the bathroom, or near a sink. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Medicines cannot be stored indefinitely. Do not use nectar and tincture beyond the date, month, and year printed on the pack after the letters EXP, even if it has been stored properly. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop using this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Product description. What it looks like. Dactarin tincture is a colorless to slightly yellow solution. It is packaged in a 30 milliliter bottle with a brush attached to the cap. Ingredients. Dactarin tincture contains 20 milligrams of miconazole in each milliliter. It also contains acrylate copolymers, propylene glycol and ethanol. Sponsor. Johnson. Ann. Johnson Pacific. 45 Jones Street. Ultimo, New South Wales 20007. Australia. Dactarin is a registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in March 2, 2006. Amended January 2016. Australian registration number. OSTAR 13289.